A big, big Dan Time welcome to two-thirds of the Peekskill Mugs, TW and Craig Bennett. This is like a dream come true. I don't, that's not even the right way of saying it. I mean, if you've been waiting for the payoff, listening to my show, to Dan Time, let's say you've been listening this whole time, you're getting your money's worth, finally. I know we've had some bumps in the road. There's been some, they've all been great episodes, but this has taken it to a different level. I'm actually, I'm excited and I'm a little trepidatious heading into uncharted water. But welcome, guys. Thanks so much for being here. How's it going?
No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
And TW. And Jack should be here soon. He's probably going to make a grand entrance. Maybe not.
He's on his way back from Danbury, Connecticut.
There was a How appropriate.
He's okay. Everybody's okay.
He's not okay.
I mean, is he ever okay?
Guys, so I've been following you I remember watching episode number one, and then I maybe dropped off for a little bit, but I've been watching the show, and I got to pay Jack a compliment here. I think, and no offense to either one of you, I think Jack has got to be the anchor of the show.
Wow.
You know what? I would not totally disagree with that. I don't think anybody was designed to be the anchor. I think if anything, like Craig was supposed to be, if there was any design whatsoever, I would say that Craig was like the lead man, like the straight character. Well, and Jack was kind of like, I don't mean like I don't mean that like sexual way. I mean that like, you know, Craig was like a straight laced man. And Jack was kind of like the John Belushi, like, you know.
No, you know. The idea came up in 2019 for the Peekskill Mugs. And the bar we're sitting at right now was actually going to be the bar that we're going to film at. Peekskill Public, Washington Street, Peekskill, New York, if you're in town. And then COVID hit, so it went on the shelf.
Yeah.
And then we ended up going to a brewery, Peekskill Mugs, we had mugs, right?
We did have mugs.
You drink out of a mug, yeah. So yeah, we changed the name, and then, you know, we had a cast of characters. Oh, my God, look who's coming in right now.
Shit, he made it? Come on, hang on. Hang up. I got to plug in a third mic. I didn't think you were going to make it.
Me either.
Peace.
Oh, wow.
Hang on.
This is not staged.
Jack, you know what? You sit in for me. I'll hook up with the...
Okay. Can I drink on the podcast?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whatever we want, except for... Yeah, you can't not do that.
Hey, Dan.
Jack, oh my gosh.
Dan, this is Jack. First of all,
haven't we met before?
No.
Have you ever been up to Peekskill?
No. My mother-in-law lives in she's about 45 miles north of Buffalo, or 45 minutes north of Buffalo, Wilson, Newfane area.
Holy shit, he knows.
Well, I'm an upstate boy too. I grew up by Watertown, New York.
So Dan and I actually met when Tom Arenberg,
TA,
gave me the resume. I said, this guy's hired. And then you came in for the interview. I'm like, this guy's hired. And we just started working together.
Are you still working for the Birmingham News?
No, there is no work.
I made my exit in the fall of 2008.
Oh, okay. That's a while ago.
Yeah, it was 2010.
Used to think that it was a little premature. I mean, there'd be a few years that would rattle off there, Craig, and I would think, man, should I have stuck around? Should I have hung out till 2010, 11? But, it was what a great time. I think back, and as far as work, you know, workplaces go, and being a sponge and being around some of those old guys, and I really cannot compare it.
Me, you, and Christo had the best time. You got the standings ready. Steve covered in popcorn, asking for the standings. He didn't do shit. All he had to do was hit enter, and it all went in.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Kent Casey, John Reimer. I mean, the list goes on and on. And a couple guys. Charles Hollis, rest in
Not
peace.
Not to interrupt, but what is your podcast about? So I can kind of like be prepared.
Oh, I love how you ask, because it's called Dan Time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You got a sign.
But,
we need a sign, TW.
But, Jack, the thing is, I think people get confused. It's not Dan Time like it's all about me. What I usually do is I talk to people named Dan or some version.
Straley, like, Dan Straley. I saw that one.
Dan Straley, Dan Winkler's been on the show. And then, like, if it's not a Dan guest, it's somebody like a Craig Bennett that I've got a connection with. So that's kind of like that checks the box also. And then, you know, even better with Craig comes you guys, and I can help promote the Peekskill mug. So, yeah, generally it's
Dan Simon.
Well, my first name is Jack, obviously, but my middle name is
John.
Dan.
It's actually
Daniels.
John. It's John.
Get out of here.
Jack Daniel Spencer.
No, it's John.
I'm lying.
What's your first
name?
Well,
I made it up because he wanted to only interview people named Dan.
It is John.
So Jack, you're the Bills fan. Craig's the Jets.
And like your biggest fan, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. He said that. He was like, oh, right. Jack's
so great. And I thought Cindy from Texas was.
Yeah.
She texts so Jack. Well, she sends me text messages. You don't.
Maybe I should start doing that.
Boy.
No, I play chess online with her. That's how I know her.
Checkers.
Chess.
Okay. I don't know any Cindy from Texas that plays chess.
She's a Polack, too. Her last name is Rakowski.
So, all right. For the guy that's listening to the show, to Dan Time and driving in the car, or you're at the gym, or you're doing whatever you do when you listen to Dan Time, let me just explain to you the Peekskill mugs really quick. This is a group of guys. I almost said group of girls. I don't know.
Either way, we're fun.
A group of guys that it started out. Almost said it again. I get tongue tied a lot.
You're human. That's what we do.
Some different iterations. Phil Alexander was on the show. There have been some other guys. A couple of them, I think, were placed on waivers for the purpose of giving them their unconditional release.
Yeah,
that's what we laugh about all the time.
Yes.
Waivers are unconditional. What does that mean? What does it mean?
I think you guys may have.
We fired one.
Designated
we
for retirement.
We fired. We
fired a guy, Brian, and we had to find another Brian.
Because of the song.
Because of the song. We didn't want to, like, change the song. So we had to find another Brian.
And then he quit us.
Yeah, then he quit.
But
we can save this for Dan Time.
But you guys basically have a show, and I encourage everyone listening, check it out on YouTube. If you've been missing this this type of brotherhood or camaraderie in your life, let's say you've gotten a little older, you got kids running around the house, or you've been laid up in bed with a knee injury or something, and you're just not able to get out and have some drinks with the guys, this is going to scratch the itch. This is going to either take you back to when you were hanging out, or it's going to make you maybe think, you know, I need to give that guy a call. We used to go grab a beer and watch a game. What happened? Did COVID happen or something? So maybe this show will kind of give you that push to just, you know, reconnect, get off, put your phone down for a minute, get out of your house, go down to the brewery. Every town has got a brewery now, and go have some fun.
And you know what? What you said there is like, yeah, you do things like that, friends. You and Jack.
Well,
made friends over the computer.
We basically announced.
It's all right. It's okay.
Well, we announced where we're going to be, so they can actually come down and watch us live. And we try to talk other people into coming on camera, but that doesn't work very well. Most people hate being on camera.
I love
it. Oh, that's our buddy Chris, by the way.
They stiffen up.
Oh, yeah. No, I do like that you guys have some special guests and surprise guests. Some ladies from time to time. It's mostly a boys club, but I think MJ was on a recent episode. You could talk about
Yeah.
She's a comedian.
MJ Murphy.
Yeah.
MJ Murphy comedy. She actually does shows in New York City. She's actually very cool.
She is funny. So, he's a friend of ours daughter.
Yeah.
She cranks it out. She does good. She's a very good MC. That's what it is.
Well, that's what it is. She's an MC for comedy shows, but she does stand up comedy as well. So you can follow her on Instagram. Well, it's MJ Murphy Comedy.
Yeah, MJ Murphy Comedy.
Some of the subject matter you guys will cover, like
you'll find it. Just type in MJ Murphy.
I like how you guys would do various like Mount Rushmore episodes of different topics, child actors.
Dude, we got one coming up this week.
We can name it.
I think.
Well, we decided on this yesterday. Do you
what remember is today? What Friday or Saturday?
Today, yeah. Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Plot holes in movies or TV shows. I think that would be.
That's not what we picked.
What did we pick?
It was yesterday. You don't remember?
Nope.
Me either. TW, what did we pick?
Jesus, Dan, I'm moving back to Alabama. You know, my niece is a junior at Alabama.
University of Alabama?
Yep.
How about that?
They live here. She's a junior, and she literally lives 100 yards from the practice field. She got a knock on her door, and they were like, you can't sit here between this time and this time because they're practicing. Like, they think she's going to film.
Oh.
Like, why would she go to the school if she wasn't a fan, you know?
Yeah, but that makes no sense.
Also, might be down for Alabama-South Carolina game because my brother's daughter actually goes to South Carolina.
Nice. Go
and South Carolina is playing at playing at Alabama this year. So I might be down there.
Really?
Are you down in Mobile?
Close to Mobile. I'm in just west of Pensacola, a few minutes west across the Alabama border.
That's a nice area. Did you get hit by that hurricane at all? The one that hit kind of like the upper panhandle?
Well, let's see. We had Hurricane Sally 2020. It was direct on us, but it was like a 2. I mean, there was a good bit of damage. Then we had a Hurricane Michael, Panama City.
Yeah.
There's always, I mean, every year there's tropical storms just about at least.
Yeah, I was talking about the one that just happened like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, actually, yeah, I've got some friends in Tallahassee, but it's, you know, it's sometimes just a difference of being like 3 hours to the east or the west. And it's
that's very true.
Yeah.
By the way, I do know what our topic, our Mount Rushmore for Sunday. It's famous people that smoke weed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we have some friends that are opening a weed dispensary in town in Peekskill, New York. And yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then I guess we'll figure it out. Like, yeah, I mean, Snoop Dogg comes to mind. I don't know.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg's coming on our show?
I doubt it.
How about Eminem?
He hasn't smoked weed.
No, Eminem hasn't smoked weed or done drugs since 2008.
Is that right?
That's basically the last time I did cocaine.
I heard that on a previous episode where you...
I gave up how many years ago it was. Well, I have to because it's my truth. And sometimes you got to get personal on shows.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Jack's nose right now.
And it's clean.
It's clean except for those three hairs that are coming out.
So, Jack, so you mentioned that. And that's for real, right? About 15 years or so that you... Now, back when... Because I've never tried it. Some people find that surprising. You know, I guess as with anything in the moment, it's you're having fun. It's a great time. But then all of a sudden, your life's falling apart.
It's the most depressing drug in the world, and actually, my life would have fell apart
if I didn't quit. But my daughter caught me in the bathroom at 5:30 in the morning with it. And she said, "Dad, what are you still, why are you up so early?" And I just said, "I've been up all night."
Mm.
And I took that bag of Coke and I flushed it down the toilet.
But for you.
Never to do it again. Never to do it again.
You know, some people agree with this. Some people don't agree with this. But I kind of just stayed in that narrow lane of just booze. And even still, I kind of would, you know, I mean, Craig knows, I would get out of hand, but just volume wise, you know, drinking a lot.
I was with you.
Yeah.
But I didn't do anything else.
We'll talk about Bobby J on the next episode.
Back in the day, it was just so easy to get because I actually bartended down in Manhattan.
Uh huh.
They would just put it in dollar bills and hand it to me for a tip. And you're not going to flush it down the toilet because I'm 23 years old.
Yeah.
So I did it. I pulled out a pen cap and did it. But I haven't done it in a long time.
No.
Nor will I. I'm kind of like Eminem doing weed. I will never do it again.
So your daughter that was kind of like...
Yeah, she was a God saver right there. Godson.
Yeah.
She saved my life, my marriage, and everything. Because if I continued, I was losing everything, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think about, I got some people that I really care about, without mentioning names, but they kind of cleaned up their act, you know, as far as the hard drugs or things that they needed to get out of at a certain part of the timeline. And it's like 10 or 15 years later, you're really thankful that you still have them around.
Yep.
Because
it's good to be alive.
You know, it's like that new life thing. Like, some people are like, no, this is my life. This is what I'm doing. But when you get, like, that new chance at life, you take it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't take it, but most people take it. I'm not judging either way.
No, there's no judgment. This is like Planet Fitness. There's no judgment zone.
Fitness.
Listen, shut up. Sometimes I mix up... I can't speak sometimes. And actually, I've only had one vodka drink.
Well, drink up, buddy.
Well, I was in... speaking of Dan, I was in Danbury, Connecticut.
He was. He was late to the show.
That's why I was late. My wife broke her hip back in June, and we had to go back there for a follow-up appointment just to find out what she's going to do with the pins in her hip.
She's moving pretty well, though.
She goes down to her local bar at the Elks Club.
Sorry, he's a PG show. We're not.
Oh, I'm sorry. She drives. She walks without a cane. Her doctor, Dr. Fauser from Somers Orthopedic, is very happy with her progress because she broke her hip on June 23rd, the day after our daughter's wedding out in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Wow, the timing.
Exactly. So, yeah, she's recovering really well, though.
So what it was is that we were up until like 3 or 4 in the morning after the wedding, and we're in the lobby drinking a lot of shots. And we finally go to bed about 4. She wakes up at 8 a.m. to go downstairs to make a phone call in her pajamas. Slippers.
She brought pajamas and slippers.
Yes.
To Colorado.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And she wasn't paying attention, and she fell over the curb, and she literally broke her left hip.
Oh my gosh!
You know, it that was bad, but the best part is I got to spend 10 more days out in Colorado Springs. As I medicate, I gave her medication, and I went out hiking.
He walked 2 blocks to the local.
No, bar. I hit a lot of hiking trails and stuff.
Sure.
All right, I did find a local bar though. It's called The Detour out in Colorado Springs. Little plug for them. Great bar.
Now, hey, Craig, I just got to say, so it's so wild seeing your face and you probably seeing me animation once again here. We haven't talked to each other. We haven't seen each other. We've been keeping up with each other. But here it is, August of 24. I think the last time I talked to you was August of 2010. And you were at the airport. And
we've done social media, though, but not.
But
insane, well, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that we are still, yeah. That, you can't say that with a lot of people.
No.
You're the best, man. Where's William Grant? Let's get him up here, and he'll be on the podcast next time.
Yeah. I've had Chris on the show.
Who is Will Grant?
Who is Will Grant?
Yeah, who is Will? Who is this character?
Now, I remember the first time I met Craig, and it would have been the summer of 06. And that's when I had my first interview with Craig. And I think then the second one was maybe with Knox, or I don't know how it went. And T.A. was the third.
Aaron Berg, yeah, T.A.
Maybe Tom was this.
You had your first interview with Craig? Was he like the boss and you had an interview for him?
I was his direct report or perspective.
Gotcha. All right. I'm sorry. Continue.
That's great. memory is coming back.
Yeah, I was applying to be a sports agate clerk.
Agate.
And little did I know that
agate. You were agate clerk? Is that what they named you?
Agate clerk, yeah. And then over time, you know, you take on more skills, so you're editorial assistant.
Channel.
But yeah, I remember talking to Craig, and that was in the old building. There was an old Birmingham News building, and it was coming to a close. They were, that same summer, we moved over to the new building.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, Craig, I've never told you this, but walking out, and we shook hands, and you were like, good luck. And it was just like this friendly, like, I like you, man. You're like, there was like, I kind of hope you get the job because, you know, we got something's, I don't know, maybe it was just me. I felt like something clicked there. Like, this is a guy I want to hang out with. I want to work with this guy.
I told TA. I told Chaz. David.
Dan is the man.
He's the man. We have so many more tales to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Because we live near each other. So we hit the haunts, the bars, other stuff after hours.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sure.
We'll save it for next week.
But there was a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
But Jax, one thing, we could talk about so much, but one thing that was fun was that, you know, like Craig was saying, I think before we got started here, me and Craig and Chris and Will, to some extent, we were like the guys in the boiler room. I mean, we were keeping the
the original
keeping the ship going. The other guys were putting their feet up on the desk. I mean, not all of them, but but I mean, Craig, do you remember sometimes after like a game-winning field goal in a big college football game, and we're kicking around headline ideas, or Kent's got to write the header, and what do you guys think? And we would have some input, or sometimes you probably came up with a header.
Probably.
Back when that was a big deal in print.
Did you guys have a coworker that went on to bigger things?
Yeah, Ian.
Yeah, I remember you saying that story.
Maybe he'll get on this show.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys knew him back then, he might. One never knows. People are just people.
Yeah, I put a message out to him. I invited Ian to be on Dan Time, but, you know, I'm proud of him. I'm really happy that he's where he is. And
oh, absolutely.
He doesn't gain anything from getting on my show, and I'm not trying to, ride his coattails. It's just, you know, I think he would be a great guest. But, yeah, it was really cool. I think anybody that came through the news at that time and they went off as far as he did, I'm super proud of him. And for me,
we're the twilight, but also the best time of being at the Birmingham News. Like,
yeah.
We worked across the hall. Wait, you got hired in the new building, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
it
was.
The old building, Feinbaum was there. Like, oh, God. It was just weird. It was weird.
Feinbaum, you got to hang around him?
He worked across the hall. I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, there's Paul Feinbaum. I didn't know who he was. I was like, whatever. You're a, you know,
what was he? It?
He was a
columnist. He's had the radio program.
He wrote columns for Post Herald, Birmingham Post Herald, and we shared the same building, Birmingham News and the Post Herald, before it moved over to that prison, whatever it looked like. Oh my god!
Remember Gen Pop? We moved over to Gen Pop.
Me and you were sitting down there. There was like a party. We both had like a beer, like a Bud Light or a Coors Light.
Yeah.
DA was like, I think I like it.
I kind of like this. Kind of like it.
I'm gonna like it.
I gotta tell you, like, Tom Ehrenberg, maybe he'll listen to this episode, maybe not, but
he made me famous, man. He made me famous, and he told me he was going to make me famous. He made me famous. Well, at least down south.
Can I listen to this episode like on iHeartRadio? Will it come?
This is on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes.
I have that
everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anywhere you listen to podcasts, it'll be out there.
Like,
and YouTube.
Is it under on Spotify? Is it under Dan Time Podcast?
Just Dan Time.
Dan Time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or search like Dan Time
name. We're not on Spotify yet. We haven't qualified for
we don't know how to do it.
Well, we don't know how to do it. We're all I'm being honest. We're just old people. We don't know how to use this stuff.
We use an iPhone, we film, and TW puts it up on YouTube and 31 people watch it.
I think TW just took my haircut appointment. I'm next.
But Craig,
we need TW down here to save the file.
You know, so this time period, Jack, we're working, but we're getting off at midnight. Sometime 11:30 is an early night. So over time,
yeah, that's the earlier night. Yeah,
like Craig and I, we didn't always go out.
What time of the day did you start?
Four or five.
The good thing is like you could kind of walk in when you. I mean, there was a cutoff where it's like, don't walk in here at 6:30. But like,
all right, Dan, don't sugarcoat it. We did all the work.
Yeah,
Agate boys did all the work.
All right, so you get out at 11:30 ish. So you had a
on a Thursday.
You had
on a Saturday college.
But you guys obviously had a deadline. Yeah. When did your article have to be in so they can print it into the new?
Well, we had what they call the Dixie.
He showed up early. He used to write fantasy articles with me, the baseball ones, and the stuff he would say in his fantasy articles. Oh my! There was like it was like you were writing to me, and I would find it. I'd find that little thing.
There's some innuendo that
Steve would be like. You got the schedule? Where are the standings? That mother.
Look.
In a briefcase full of loving eyes to death.
Babes and box scores.
8.5 by 11 or 8.5 by 11, whatever it is. With the girls in bikinis in his briefcase.
Print out black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah, Steve was something else. I mean, you couldn't help but love him, but I mean, I think he had a cooler with some cold ones on ice for
he had that little cooler with six pack. He showed me, like,
I mean,
did you guys get any work done?
Me and him did.
Yeah. As soon as Steve could hear,
did everything.
Oh, obviously you did. But
Craig, remember in that
come back here.
In that building.
This is only audio, though. This isn't whatever. That's just saying hi to Dan. Can you ask Mitch if I can get a drink?
I can get you a drink. I'm a fucking grown-ass man. What do you want, vodka?
There we go. Oops.
But anyway, so.
I want this to be a regular appearance. Yeah. At least once a month.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, so do I. So are we ready to land this plane?
Yeah, I gotta get a haircut. Henry's very okay. Oh, by the way, the bar we hang out with, our buddy has a barbershop upstairs.
He bartends 4 days a week and cuts hair 3 days a week.
Oh, perfect. Why would you go anywhere else?
Yeah,
now,
we don't.
All right, so this is...
when you come up, you can come to the bar I work at.
This is Ole and Chuck's.
Before you get a drink, because I'm slow. I'm kidding.
All right.
It takes him an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes.
You guys record from Ole's?
What's that?
What's the bar called? Ole and Chuck's?
That's the bar that Craig works at. Right now, mm-hmm. we're at a place called Peekskill Public House. And that's where Henry bartends, cuts hair. And when he's cutting hair, Dana takes over the bar.
Nice.
We play dart. They actually sponsor my dart team, which starts on Tuesday night.
Does it? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you guys were founded around darts, good friends, a cold beverage, and conversation.
Yeah, yep. It's basically
kind of like how we met.
The Peekskill mug, basically, but the Peekskill mugs, to put it all in a nutshell, is sports, stupid shit, and drinking.
And Jack.
What else do you need? I was thinking about this today, where people look in, I mean, it's kind of cliche, but people look in so many different places for happiness and fulfillment. What more do you need than just break it down to...
Yeah.
Would you
rather
level.
Be happy or fulfilled?
Yeah.
Fulfilled, because happiness doesn't come in bigger houses.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just, that was like a rhetorical thing.
No, that's a Dan and Shay country song, by the way.
Oh,
bigger
shit.
Houses.
Jack loves his country, by the way.
I do like country music.
Real quick, Super Bowl prediction. Craig, is it enticing enough this year, the odds, to just throw $50 on the Jets to win the Super Bowl?
No, I just want the playoffs.
Well, I'm going out to Vegas in the first week in October for work, and I will throw $50 on the Jets to win the Super Bowl. But I'm also gonna throw $100 on the Buffalo Bills to win.
If we get a Jets
$100 on Josh Allen win the MVP, because everyone's saying he's most overrated quarterback in the NFL. Throw $100 on that.
I could do that too, as long as Mark pays me. Mitchell, thank you. I just got handed a drink. Sorry.
So you guys gotta
relocate up there. We'll have
what? Oh man, if I could ever. I would relocate. My wife is from Buffalo, New York. I probably didn't mention that already, but...
That's right,
yeah. Oh, so yeah. She's a huge Bills fan.
Huge Bills fan, but Jack, she will not watch regular season Bills games. She says the experience as a, I don't know if she was 12, 13, or younger, was so traumatic. She said, I watched all of those games, the Super Bowl games. She can't handle it anymore. So I'll tell her, hey, honey, you got to watch. There's like 3 minutes left. The Bills are up by four.
Jack, she won't watch it. Wide right.
I'm definitely wide right.
But yeah, anyway, yeah. So I would move up there. Natalie likes to be where it's warm. And she says, only place I move in is south. And we're already. You know, Northwest Florida.
Trust me, Dan, you do not want to move to Buffalo, New York. Watch the game.
No, you don't.
Watch the games on TV. Your wife watch the game on TV. And call the Anchor Bar and have them deliver chicken wings down to you. You don't have to go there.
Craig, real quick, since it's Dan time, I got to get your thoughts on a couple random Dans. Dan Quinn, the Jets defensive line coach, 2007-08. Any special memories of Dan Quinn in that
Dan time Quinn.
Period?
He used to coach the Atlanta Falcons, I believe.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be coached. That offensive line, our defensive line, is amazing.
Also, a Craig here, a Craig reference for you. signed to the Jets practice squad. He's since been released, but Craig James, cornerback, he actually batted away a would-be touchdown pass from Jalen Hurts in the preseason last year. Does that?
Craig James. Is that Craig James Jr.? Craig James used to be a running back, and he was on ESPN. Is that his kid?
It could be. He's got a Wikipedia page.
Oh, shit. I mean, shoot.
Yeah.
Also, from listening to the Peekskill Mugs, I don't know these people. I just heard the names. Danny Keegan, a Peekskill Brewery bartender, and another...
Not a bartender. Frequent drinker. Definitely not a bartender.
But he's definitely a frequent watcher.
And that was...
And we actually watching... love Danny Keegan.
He's the best.
Was there a bartender named Dan? I think I heard Phil reference a guy named Dan. It's okay.
I'm stumped.
I don't think so. I don't recall any Dan bartender.
Dan Hopper? Dan Hopper?
Because you got to remember, this started on October 6th, 2020, from the Peekskill Brewery. That's when we started it. So from October 6, 2020 to now, we've only done 117 episodes.
Only.
That's not many, a lot. But it's a lot, and we're still surviving. And hopefully your team that watches Dan Time actually comes and follow us. Peekskill Mugs on YouTube.
Yep. You guys can find the show.
Great. And we're going to do this every week. If you don't want to, I'm just going to call you in the morning, and we're going to do
folks, I probably don't know what I've gotten myself into. This is going to be a commitment here that I...
I
promise next time I won't steal the mic from TW, but he had to go get a haircut. He looks a whole lot fucking dope.
Oh, shit, I got to get a haircut. Henry, why are you playing dark?
Okay. All right. What a great introduction here to the Peekskill Mugs. If you got some time to burn, hey, look, the season's about to start. You could be watching a lot of football. So before it starts this weekend, watch 3 or 4 or 5 episodes in a row. Pick one. How about some of these names? Dirty Jobs Blow. I love the wordplay. Episode 99. Do you believe?
TW names all the shows, all the episodes. He names them.
Yeah.
He comes up with some very good.
Like, screw, and he gets... Gets it up, or gets the episode up within like 20 minutes.
TW is our IT tech guy.
Don't tell him that.
All right.
Producer, director, all that.
Well, it's amazing. We couldn't all get right. it up without TW.
I've never gotten it up with TW.
All right. Well, what a big treat today. I mean, just seeing Craig's mug.
Oh, my.
We used to talk about.
Dude, I miss you so much. Let's get Burmeister on too. Let's get fucking Willie Gray.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could do this. We could actually get, Craig, we've got to do it now. Will, Chris.
It'd be amazing. If we just did like it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
And Jack.
Jack
is the Agate executive editor
as the old guy.
Jay, just sweep the floor.
Yeah.
Craig, one last question, Craig, for today. If you had to put Slag 31 together tonight, could you just out of muscle memory tap back into it and put that agate together and code it and move it over to S1?
Slag 24. Try. I'd probably do
an inside joke.
WNBA 24 ag.
What would you lead with? Yeah.
Tennis results probably come after.
Yeah.
Golf.
Digest.
Golf. Scotty Scheffler. Guy's amazing.
Now we're gonna readdress this.
Sports Digest.
Dan, thank you for the invite. I'm glad that I showed up.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
It was great meeting you.
Hey, guys, have a drink for me today. I'd say have a drink on me, like AC/DC. Hey, by the way, what are you... Craig and I like some of the hard stuff. Jack, do you like, I mean, as far as music goes, are you Metallica, Van Halen, AC/DC, any of that stuff up your alley?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. There's a pool game going on in the background.
Oh yeah, music-wise, what do you like to rock out to?
Music-wise,
yeah.
I'm a total country boy. And nice. If I'm not listening to country, I'm listening to old rock and roll.
Love it.
But me and the high, we get along.
All
right. Well, you know what, Dan? Next week, we're going to link up again. I'm going to tell the story about his hair.
Yes.
What hair?
Save it.
The one that.
Anyways, I became a country fan because I lived in Texas for 5 years. And when I got kicked out of Texas,
he's not allowed to go to Texas.
I'm not allowed to go back into Texas. So that's
or Canada.
We'll or Canada. Because of Texas. Anyway, we'll save that moment in time for the next time on Dan Time.
Sounds great. This has been awesome, guys.
Thank you so much for having us, man. Yeah. That was great. It was great to connect with you again. It's been too long, but you know what? Let's keep doing it.
Let's do it.
You got a good thing going. You got a good thing going. We should just do it.
Absolutely.
Motion, whatever, on every episode.
Oh, Craig, I almost forgot. I brought a couple things, just some props here.
That's awesome.
I don't know if Tom Bassing, if he actually watches the show or.
Yeah.
Remember the no cheering in the press box?
Who wrote that? Doug Seegers?
Yeah, some good books here.
Vinsky wrote it.
All right. Yeah, I just brought that one off the shelf. I was thinking about Tom Bassing today. Is that guy still around?
I don't know. Bassing. Oh my God. That's a wow. Bassing.
Remember Zach Greinke? He was part of the Zach Greinke fan club. All right. You're getting off the rails here.
All right.
We'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much, Craig and Jack and TW from the top of the episode, the Peekskill Mugs. Check them out on YouTube. Add them to your rotation. And you guys have a great week. And thank God football's back. Old number five. He's not with the Ravens anymore, but.
I might actually take him in my fantasy.
He loves Joe Flacco. Always.
Absolutely.
I've known this guy 15 years.
Who doesn't like Joe Flacco?
20 years.
Come on.
Oh, and tell you what.
On that note, who doesn't like Dan Flacco? Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, man.
All right.
That's it for this episode of Dan Time.
If you don't want it, it's happening.
All right, Dan. Love you, brother.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, buddy.